This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I can't believe we're almost halfway through the NFL season. And we got another Monday Night Football game wrapping up this week. We got the Commanders. We got the Chiefs. And joining us right now to talk about the good, the bad, the ugly, everything in the middle for the league right now is someone very familiar with the league. He's a historian. He's written, covered the league for a very long time. Joining us right now is the pro football guru. Welcome back to the show, Russell Baxter. Russell, we appreciate the time.
Week 8, almost wrapping up. And you know, it's funny, JR, I tell people this all the time. We'll spend the whole spring and summer going over free agency and the draft and predictions. And I literally say every year, in a blink of an eye, it's going to be week 7 or 8. And we blinked our eyes. And we're almost halfway through already. This season flies because it's such, you know, for fans and for media, there's a structure to it. You do certain things on Monday. You do certain things on Tuesday. You get your fantasy lineups in on Thursday. You get your predictions in. And before you know it, now, of course, the also fun part is watching people across the country who do what we do change their minds like a windshield wiper on a continuous basis.
Well, let me ask you about this. This is one team that we'll see in about 30, 40 minutes from now. They've been able to change their fortunes. Not much of a shock. That happens to be the Kansas City Chiefs. We see what they've done now with Rashee Rice back. They just blanked the Raiders last week. What are your thoughts on how they've been able to turn things around with the additions, the healthy additions?
Well, I don't think it's super shocking. This is still one of the quality organizations in the league. Their defense was a little up and down early on. Their offense, obviously, some of the, you know, shortcomings in terms of the talent. I think some people forget, JR, that this team won the Super Bowl 2 years ago, and they were 11-6 during the regular season. So, funny, they were 15-2 last year and got blown out in the Super Bowl. So, you know, this is a league where streaky play has become the norm. Getting hot at the end of the year is, has led teams to winning titles. Go back to 2020 when the Buccaneers were 7-5 after 12 games, got hot, won the Super Bowl as a wild card. The Rams in 2021 kind of meandered their way through the regular season, wound up winning the West, they went the long route to the playoffs. They weren't a top seed. They had to rally to beat the Buccaneers. Thanks to, you know, Matthew Stafford and Cooper Kupp, and eventually beat the Bengals in the Super Bowl. So getting hot at the right time, playing your best football at the right time. So here's something just to ponder when it comes to the Chiefs and okay, just how things have been this year. Regardless if they win or lose tonight, JR, do you realize the Chiefs have not been in first place all year?
Oh, yeah, they've been behind the Chargers. They've been trying to climb. They've missed every chance and opportunity.
Well, now they're trailing the Broncos, who are actually the first place team. So they haven't played the Broncos yet. They already lost to the Chargers in Brazil in week one. So we shall see. What's going to be interesting is when we, if we get down to the tiebreakers and indeed, you know, the AFC West sends three teams to the playoffs like they did last year, how it all pans out. But as we saw in 2023, there are a lot of people who are very skeptical about the Chiefs because they really didn't have to ever play a road playoff game. And lo and behold, they went into Buffalo and they went into Baltimore and won playoff games that year. So as long as they're alive and have a pulse, you have to be wary of them. Now, of course, I'm not, I don't want to jump ahead, but it's hard not to. After this game, it's the traditional meeting with the Buffalo Bills during the regular season up in Buffalo in week nine, where last year the Bills handed them their first loss of the season.
We certainly were hoping for that. I know we may see these teams again in January. We'll certainly wait and see on that one. We're joined by pro football guru Russell Baxter. Hey, Russell, right before you joined us, we talked about a team that is currently hot. They've been hot. I know they just beat the Tennessee Titans, but it's the Indianapolis Colts. The offense is amazing. Daniel Jones is not turning the football over, has a great offensive line and a great running game along with him. What are your thoughts on the Colts' possibility of maybe going on a run? Do you feel confident in them?
Well, the style of football they're playing right now in terms of, you know, connecting the dots in all three phases, offense, defense, special teams. I mean, they haven't shown a lot of weaknesses. You know, I think the thing that's been most impressive about them, along with the fact that, you know, they really haven't turned over the football. You know, last year, they were an 8-9 team, and people talked about their defense as far as being very opportunistic, okay? And they were. You know, they had 25 takeaways last year. I would say that's pretty good. But they turned over the ball 29 times, and that obviously led to their downfall in many regards. This year, we talked about Daniel Jones, who, you know, for years had reputation of turnover to football, probably more in the sense of losing fumbles than interceptions, which sometimes when people talk about quarterbacks, they focus on the touchdowns and interceptions and they forget the fumble part. Yep. But the Colts have only turned over the ball four times this season. And they're getting the takeaways and they're getting the running game, and their offense has been very, very balanced. It's a team that's playing with an awful lot of confidence right now. And it's hard not to take them seriously because even with teams like Tennessee, who they're quote-unquote now supposed to beat, they beat them in resounding fashion. And I thought that game they played against the Chargers, not this past week but the week before in Los Angeles, was a statement game for them.
Well, let me ask you this, Russell. There's another team out here. The Colts may be sticking around later in the season. Looks like the Chicago Bears are just on a roller coaster of a season. Yesterday, they lose to a backup and Huntley. You got Caleb Williams, who's still not just consistently driving the ball down the field. What are your thoughts on the Chicago Bears? They look kind of mediocre right now.
Well, I think the reason they're mediocre is their defense is mediocre. Okay? I mean, you know, going into Sunday's game, they were 28th against the run. See, that's what I look at in terms of defense. Some people just look at sacks. Some people just look at takeaways. You know, my old colleague and still close friend Tom Jackson would always talk about defense and say you're not a great defense unless you can stop the run. And you see some of these teams who can't stop the run, even though they might be ranked, you know, substantially high in total yards allowed. You know, an example of that would be the Falcons yesterday. You know, I know Tua Tagovailoa threw four touchdown passes, but Miami was able to run the ball on them. And, you know, you look at, oh, wow, the Falcons have the number one pass defense in the league entering the game. Well, entering the game, they were 20th against the run. And I used to always kid around, why fly when you can drive?
Oh, touche. I certainly understand that. Do you believe in Caleb Williams? I know this is still the first year with him and Ben. Are you confident that they could turn things around?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Brown.
I think it's just we have to wait and see because you have a second-year quarterback and you have a first-time NFL head coach. And, you know, they're playing in the division with two very, very formidable teams. You remember last year they were the only team in that division, not only with a losing record, but the only team not to go to the playoffs. And, you know, they ended the season. They started out good. They had a long losing streak. They ended the season by beating the Packers at Lambeau, but Green Bay kind of slumped at the end of the year. And right now they kind of, I would say they, in some ways, they resemble the team from a year ago. I think offensively there is more of a quick strike ability. But on the other hand, I think their defense is probably, it seems like it's headed in the wrong direction. And you're not going to survive in this league. For as much as people want to talk about this as an offensive league and, you know, quarterback play matters and et cetera, you're not going anywhere in this league unless you can play defense. For all of the woes that people talked about with Jalen Hurts and the Eagles last year, and then, you know, they finally righted the ship and played steady football, who gave up the fewest yards in the league last year? It was the Eagles. You know, go back and look at history. Right off the top of my head, I want to say either the 13 or the 14 highest scoring teams in NFL history in terms of points in the season, none of them won a Super Bowl.
Wow. Hey, note taken. Hey, they say defense wins championships, Russell. Without a shadow of a doubt.
Well, it's the same thing JR, with all these quarterbacks who rack up all these passing yards on. And we've had 59 years of the Super Bowl. In one time in 59 years, has a quarterback led the league in passing yards and won the Super Bowl the same year. And it took Patrick Mahomes in 2022 to finally break that streak.
Yeah, NFL historian Russell Baxter is here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show. Well, let me ask you this. This is certainly not a team trying to compete for a championship, not this year at least. It's the Browns. We saw Dylan Gabriel yesterday. We saw the Patriots go out there and beat them. We got Shedeur Sanders with a busted up back. What do you think their quarterback situation is going to look like? When does Shedeur get a chance? Do you think ultimately they still take a QB in the draft? What's going on with these Browns?
Well, I think it will depend on Kevin Stefanski's status. I mean, the guy's a two-time NFL Coach of the Year. Inevitably, I think we're going to see Shedeur Sanders because that's what the Browns do better than any other team, is change their quarterback. Since they came back into the league in 1999 in his expansion team, remember, there was no Cleveland Browns for 3 years because the franchise moved to Baltimore. So think about this. Since 1999, Dylan Gabriel is the 41st. Different quarterback to start for the Cleveland Browns. And I have little doubt that by the end of the year, Shedeur Sanders will be number 42.
Yeah, just a matter of time. Now, do you think, is Deshaun Watson, he's cooked? Somebody asked me this, and I said, I wouldn't run that guy out there. I know the Browns are crazy. I wouldn't run. Is he done out there?
There doesn't seem to be any indication that he's going to play for the team. And I'm not, you know, they back themselves in with a hellacious guaranteed contract. So it's a matter of trying to sort that out. But, you know, you hear this a lot from people, you know, with teams who have, who invested a lot of money into a quarterback and then don't get the results. And for financial reasons, JR, they hang on to him. Well, you know, kudos to Sean Payton and the Denver Broncos. They ridded themselves of Russell Wilson, even though they had to eat the cap number. How long ago was it that Daniel Jones signed a, what, four-year, $160 million deal?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
And they cut ties with him. Now, I find it ironic when it comes to the Giants that they wound up giving Daniel Jones all that money and cutting him, didn't re-sign Saquon Barkley. Barkley had a historic season last year, and Daniel Jones is firmly entrenched as the quarterback of the Indianapolis Colts.
Well,
it's about organizations, JR. It is about organizations. You wonder why these teams have long playoff droughts. They don't make moves. They stand pat. Some of these owners, you know, sadly to say, seem more interested in the bottom line, and I mean that dollar-wise. But unfortunately, teams that rely on the bottom line usually wind up at the bottom of the standings.
Yeah. Well, hello, Woody Johnson. Hey, Russell, hey, thank you so much for the time. Tell everybody where they can follow you and all your work.
Vax Football Guru on X/Twitter. Call it what you want. I also have a fun football page called Football Past and Present, Seriously. Great contributions from a lot of different writers. We do a lot of historic stuff on there. We do a lot of current stuff. We do a lot of college football stuff, anything football related. Great content and without the trash talk.
We love it. Hey, Russell, thank you. We'll catch you down the line, okay?
You got the blink of an eye, JR. It's going to be week 13.
Hey, don't. Hey, let's not rush it too bad. I want to get to Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Listen. I'm just giving you the blink of the eye, like I'm going to date myself. I'm going to give you the Barbara Eden, I Dream of Jeannie, blink of the eye. You're going to go boing, and then all of a sudden it's 5 weeks ago. That's how fast this football season flies every year.
You're going to move your neck and head when you do it. You got to put your hands together and do it, right? No?
Anyone comparing me to Barbara Eden needs to see a therapist. I'll just leave it at that.
Hey, it's you are accurate about that one, Russell. You ain't lying. I need therapy, a lot of it. We'll catch you soon, Russell.
All right, JR, take care.
No doubt. I haven't heard. I Dream of Jeannie. I used to like I Dream of Jeannie. That was a great show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent.
I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.